So for today's Monday nightcap, I'm trying a little bit of a different spirit. I decided to go with a vodka. I have never tried this vodka. This is Pinnacle Vodka. Won awards. Five times distilled. Have never had this before. And decided that as much as I like whiskey, I feel like with the heat and everything else lately, it makes me sweat too much. It gives me a slight headache, depending. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try a different vodka. I know we have some lovely, happy vodka drinkers that frequent the show. So let's try that. So we're trying a vodka. I am honestly a fan of vodka. I think especially if you're going to enjoy just a little taste, you can. So I have that pulverized lime and just some water. And honestly, this is delicious. Let's take a drink. Here's a cheers to all of you lovely people out there. Thank you so much for stopping by. And for those of you that listen after the fact. So let's take a little sip. Oh, see, that's great. Clean, crisp. Hold on. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. The hint of lime with the smooth, slightly vanilla notes of Pinnacle Vodka will enhance your evening with the smooth spirit that allow you to relax and enjoy the show. Frothing your alcohol makes it super smooth. I think that's like where you get the whole shaken, not stirred, and all that sort of shit from. You know, adding air and all that to it. I think it's like, and we'll get to the hellos a little bit more deep in a second. But I think it's like coffee. If you've never tried this, you know the silly thing where people like pour a coffee and they'll like have the coffee pot and they'll pour it like from way high up. There's actually a thing to that. Pouring it like that in the air and the oxygen enhance the flavor. And it is better. It does work. Try it. Like an immersion blender shit thing. Hey, dude, just shit in it. Just shit in your vodka. This vodka is just like shit.
I tried it. I got a shit blender. And then put it in there. And this vodka is just a fucking crap. I pulled it out of an old building.
But yes, happy Balls Day. Let's see. Somebody said looking good. Thank you, Black Cat. Who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. Yeah, it's Monday Night Cap. I hope your end of your last week and your weekend was nice. Hope that was all doing good. I can get Mellow Corn. I can get it. Total Wine has it. But I'm trying. I appreciate that totally and wholeheartedly. But also I want to say you're getting ahead of me. Again, I wholeheartedly appreciate that. But I actually don't want whiskey right now. We have not yet here in Arizona gotten our monsoon yet. It has barely rained at all since April. Just a piss dribble. It's now moving into September 1st. It was 116 degrees here today. Heat advisory warnings all over the place. Reports of people dropping in the street, passing out. Watch the UV quality. You'll get sunburn fucking instantly. It was brutally hot here today. and I made the mistake of wearing a sleeveless t-shirt instead of my normal synthetic tank tops. And even in that, in shorts, I was sweating my ass off. So that's where I'm like, if I'm going to drink a spirit, I need something that has no tannins. I'm not going to drink something that's a higher, because it'll make me start sweating. I love that basement. That basement, I could have drinks down there. And because it was so nice and cool down there, it was no worries. But here, sitting up here, where I can't turn this fan on super high, because then you guys will hear. And I don't want none of that. So once it cools down a little bit, I will go probably back to whiskey. And I just need to go to a total wine. What was easy for this is I'm trying to get back on. Like, I've been dog shit with my workouts. I'm going to be totally honest. I've been dog shit with my workouts. I'm depressed about it. I'm self-loathing about it. I'm hard on myself about it. I don't feel like I feel or function or look the way I want to look. So I'm got to get back on track. So I'm not eating junk and shit food anymore. No buying boxes of moon pies and fucking ice cream sandwiches and all this shit. I gotta get back on the horse. I gotta re-wrangle the shit and put it back on the fucking rails. And I'm gonna goddamn do it. You better fucking believe I'm gonna goddamn do it. And as soon as this heals, we are going full force. As soon as this heals, we're going full force. You're going to see some serious shit. So I went today and just annihilated my fucking legs. Did my back and lower back a lot. Did my shoulders. And so I have to be a little careful until the rest of the skin and everything here heals. But I'm not. You know, like, we joke around about all that stuff, but yeah, I can't be eating packages of cookies and all this stuff anymore, especially when the show is over. I've gotten into such a bad habit of the show will end, and then I'll go sit in the other room and go, oh, I'll relax with a little bit of TV before I go to bed. And then when I'm in there sitting watching it, okay, well, maybe I'll have a snack. Well, the snack isn't a healthy snack. It's usually shit food. So they have a little bit of that, and then because of the blue light and whatever, and watching the TV, the next thing you know, I'm going to bed at 12. I'm going to bed at 12, 12:15, 12:30, whatever. That's not even 6 hours of sleep. You can't do a full 8-hour day of a mentally taxing, stressful job and exercise on 5 hours of fucking sleep. You just can't. Maybe I could have when I was 16, but I'm not fucking 16 anymore. So I got to write this fucking ship. Sorry if this all sounds super aggressive, but this is like, I hit the watershed this weekend. Like, fucking, it's time to get smart and concentrate, you asshole. Enough fucking around. So it's time to shape myself up. So it's going to happen. So he says, drinking a delicious vodka drink. Yeah, get my act together. Just burn this thing. It hates heat. You've been in bed by 10. That's good. 10 p.m. is good. Really, for me, I feel like 11 o'clock, maybe midnight. Like, we've talked about this. When I was back in Michigan, especially during COVID, I could go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and get 8 hours of sleep. But because I have to now be at work at 6, it's fucking, there's no way. I mean, yeah, to get 8 hours of sleep, I have to go to bed at 10. I can't go to bed at 10 because the show ends at 10. So I feel like it's fine if I get 7 hours, but I gotta, when the show's over, I'm getting ready for bed and doing all my nighttime routine shit, and I'm going to bed. Enough's enough. But you know, that makes me feel happy, because the other part about this is, right, like, sorry if this sounds like we're going off on a whole crazy, weird. By the way, Crystal says it's beautiful art. Thank you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn this off for a moment. So, yeah, I know it's upside down, but How do I angle this on the right? It's weird. Yeah, it's upside down, but got that Thursday, so it's pretty large. It's healing well, but it's probably about to get to a little bit of the crusty stage. The wrap thing that I had on it, I feel like because it was so hot, I was starting to get a little bit of some heat rash. Black Cat says, we need a close-up. I love you to death, but you're not going to get one because this camera and the way all this is, it's this fucking bizarro. Actually, no, you know what? I lied. I know how you can get a close-up. Watch this shit. Watch this shit. You can do this. We can do this. Watch. I know just how we can get this done. I know just how we can get this done. Hold on, I'm going to do this for you right now. I'm going to do this for you right meow. Here we go. Hot close-up action. Okay, this should switch over and hopefully not crash. Come on. Come on. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can get this in the light. So, yeah, it's kind of sideways, but I'm going to move there this way. So there's your close-up. Not the greatest of light because of the shine from the wall, but there, you can see it. The guy did an amazing job. I mean, the detail of the line work and everything that he did was just incredible. Camera! Trying to rotate there down that a little bit. So there, that's the that's that. Makes me happy. So now we turn this off. And now that should go back to regular camera. Okay. Hopefully that didn't break. Kind of broke a little bit. Let's switch this back over here. There we go. That's better. All right. So there's your close-up. yeah, I could have tried to do that with the other picture, but then I would have had to copy it over here. Anyway, you get the. I always forget I have the ability to turn my phone into that webcam and pipe it out over here. So anyway, it's kind of cool. But yeah, what the fuck was I talking about? What the fuck was I talking about? I don't know. Oh, I remember what I was talking about. Here's what happened. I never really went through this whole entire story. And at some point I will, but that's not going to be tonight. But 2020 for me was a bad year. I know it was bad for a lot of people, but I was in bad shape. Mentally fucked up and physically very fucked up. You probably, quote unquote, never noticed, but I was in bad shape. I was in a lot of physical pain, a lot of physical distress. I had some bad shit going on. And for some time, I would take what I thought were safe supplements. Creatine is well known and well researched at this point. So creatine, a protein powder, a pre-workout. I used to take beet powder. For a little while, I took DHA, BCAAs, beta-alanine, all that sort of stuff. And none of it really is listed as being like nuts. You know, trust me, if I could, I would take steroids. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're probably your initial response to that is. But the thing with steroids is your recovery from injury time. I don't have the genetics to be some super giant swollen guy. I'm an ectomorph by physiology. And I made my peace with that, and I'm fine with that. I don't really give a shit to be, like, I'm not a bodybuilder guy or whatever anyway. I don't fucking give a fuck. But I wish I could take steroids just because, like, oh, you tore and hurt your shoulder a little bit? Well, dude, that will go away in about a day. But I can't. I can't because I have other systemic physical issues that prevent me from doing that. So I'm not going to do that. So the supplements that I was taking, they were quote unquote over the counter, simple, relatively well researched stuff. But when 2020 came around, I was in such a bad spot that it got to the point where something was fucking with my body to the point where I'm like, I have too many variables now going on. I don't know if it's a supplement, if it's a vitamin, if it's a prescription medicine. I can't figure out what it is because there's too many of these things. So I started cutting all that out. Stopped creatine, basically stopped taking pre-workouts, mostly stopped, like, I would still take some protein powder, but basically all the rest of it I quit. Even stop taking some of the regular just vitamin, fish oil, whatever stuff. Because the doctor at the time was like, look, we got to narrow this down. So basically it's time for you to stop everything other than your prescription medicine and the things that I tell you to take until we figure this out. Well, for the most part, it was figured out. Okay. And I say for the most part because doctors don't know shit, except for Dr. Perry. Dr. Perry knows he's got the answers if you're feeling bad. What the fuck rhymes with answers? If you're feeling bad. I don't know. I guess that's it. I guess that's the end of that Dr. Perry song. I fucked it up. But that's okay. You get a little bit of it anyway. Blackhead says, I like to give my kidneys a break. Well, yeah, and that too. I mean, it's a lot to flush through your system. But so anyway, after they mostly figured that out, and I underwent some medication changes, and recently here in Arizona, getting a blood test, I didn't go to a doctor for almost a year, which is probably semi-foolish of me. But I actually felt like for the most part, things are kind of going to a doctor here after a year. All the levels of my blood for what they needed to be had held very well. They were all where they needed to be and everything was stable. And I realized, okay, sure, it would be great to be 16 again and be able to just eat a banana or an apple and go hit the gym. But that's not me anymore. So on the days when I'm like, oh, I'm kind of tired. Dude, the pre-workout works. Obviously, I think some people overdo it. You can do whatever the fuck you want, obviously. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to start taking creatine again. I'm going to start taking pre-workouts again. I'm going to do these slow and small and in little pairs. And I used to also, I feel like, switch brands around. Like, creatine's creatine. Buy, you know, whatever's CreaPure from Germany, buy the one with the cheapest price. Pre-workout, it's kind of pre-workout. You know what things you want in it, get different brands, get whatever. Kind of the same thing with some of the protein powder. But I'm not going to do that anymore either. I'm going to stick with it. I don't care if the price goes up or goes down. If it's working fine, I'm not going to switch just because, again, you're going back to a variable thing. Then if you start feeling weird or something goes wrong, now you don't know if it's because of that or if it's because of something else. So I'm going to stick with it for a little bit. I do have a few other things that I would like to take. We'll see. We'll see. But for right now, it's look, like today, you know, I didn't want to overdo it because I'm trying to baby my arm a little bit. But man, I took this, you know, I took a brief, like 25 minute nap after work, took the pre-workout, and man, I would say 10 minutes or so after taking that pre-workout, you're like, all right, it's go time. Like, I'm ready to fucking go. So we're getting back on track. I gotta fucking get smart and concentrate with this, because working out maybe once or twice a week ain't doing it, ain't cutting it. It's not the way I want to be. I can even feel it. I don't. Stress and anxiety and everything else starts going up. Like, you feel better when you have that. And it's easier. It's easier when you're disciplined to the point where you just go, yeah, I just do this on these days. Too bad. No, I can't help you. I got shit I got to do. And be like, oh, what, just going to the gym? Yeah, just fucking going to the gym. It's important to me. It's part of my health and well-being. You don't like that? You can eat a turd directly out of my filthy shitter. I know Crystal loves that. The person who loved that was Boston actress. She loved that. I hope she's doing okay. I haven't heard from her in ages. Purity. Yeah, I mean, it's just, who knows? It could be something in the plant where they manufacture it that you're allergic to, or who knows fucking what. Like, but I'm just going to stick with the stuff that works. There's always going to be a better review and a better thing and a better review and a better whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe horse shit. Like, you find the one that works for you and you just fucking use that. And the rest of it is all on you and your discipline or effort or whatever you're going to put into it anyway. You know, again, other than maybe fucking gear, and even with that, you still got to put the work in. Like, there's no magic fucking drug. It's the same thing too. Like, I hate you buy and you look these things and you get these Instagram ads for people who are, number one, photoshopped, and number two, who are obviously on shit. And I'm like, I don't care. Fucking I'm not taking whatever this new herbal, whatever the fuck thing is that you're pitching. Get fucked. Taking the base staples that have been there for ages. You know, I'm going to eat fucking more peanut butter and less fucking garbage. Like, I felt proud of myself. I felt proud of myself because when I was grocery shopping, I was like, all right, I know this isn't the healthiest thing in the world, but I use wraps instead of bread. And these wraps are made out of almonds, I think, and tapioca starch. So there's no gluten in them. I don't really need to eat or like eating that much bread anyway. So it's some turkey, a couple pieces of salami for some extra flavor. And I'm like, all right, need more than just a sandwich. And immediately start looking at like Doritos and Fritos and that shit. I was like, you know what? I love peanut butter. Fuck, I'm getting celery sticks. Want some big fucking celery sticks? I can scoop up some peanut butter and fucking then you have a celery. And because celery is like 20% taste fucking nothing food. Like, all right. So I use that and I eat some peanut butter. Fine. Fucking love peanut butter. If I could eat peanut butter just as a sole food to sustain myself, I'd be happy with that. I could eat peanut butter all day. I would never get tired of it. Nope. It's too delicious. Sometimes I just walk by the kitchen and I grab a clean spoon and I just take a giant spoonful of it and just fucking eat it. But at least that's got like some protein and good fats and shit in it. So anyway, that was a whole huge direction of the show that I wasn't even going to talk about. So there we are. That's the first half hour. That's the first half hour of that. So here's a cheers to you. Podcast. listeners. By the way, podcast listeners, I tried to upload your shows this weekend, and it kept getting a fucking error in uploading. And like, oh, apparently they had some API, whatever glitch. I'm like, all right, I'll do it this week. I know it's late, but I tried my best. So I'll fix that, and you'll get some shows and some episodes for that soon. So y'all are going to take a break. We'll be right back. Chris says, I find myself on some days doing the same with peanut butter. Dude, it's like a fucking good snack. And you know, what I've thought about doing too is like scooping it into like an ice cube mold and just making like frozen peanut butter cubes. Because that way then at least if you're like, oh, I want a snack. It's like, well, okay, now you have these peanut butter cubes. So you can't necessarily just wharf them down. Like, you gotta hold it in your mouth and let it sort of dissolve and, like, melt a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter popsicle.
I don't know why they don't just make peanut butter popsicles. Delicious. What do you want? Artificially flavored grape dyed sugar water? Or just fucking peanut butter? Dude, I'll take the peanut butter. Oh, look at that kitty. What a nice kitty. I, by the way, this weekend, so this weekend is a long weekend. I'm going to be house sitting for two dogs. One of them is a Great Dane, so basically a mini horse. So I'm going to be watching these two dogs. And then also the person that is lives in the guest house, the place I'm house sitting, is also going to be out of town. So I'm going to be watching his kitten Luna, tiny little baby. So we'll see. There may be animal stream. If I can figure out how to do this and get it hooked in with my, that might have to just be an Instagram live thing. Cause I don't know if I feel like fucking with all that, but there's going to be animals. It's animals everywhere. So yeah, the topic that I picked today is a little bit of, well, I initially was going to include more stories about my grandpa, but I don't think I need to include a whole ton of that. But instead, here's where this fits in. During the day, obviously, working from home, I like some background noise and some chatter on. So what I will do is occasionally look up and follow some streams. And a lot of them I followed from back in the day of other streamers and people stopping in Twitch, this, that, and the other. I realized a lot of them never followed me back, never stopped into any of my streams, never supported me in any way, shape, and form. So you can get fucked. You get fucked right in the ass. So, unfollowed. I'm not watching your stupid, shitty stream. You can pound it up your pee hole. And instead said, I'm going to go find some new people, whatever. You know, you look around a little bit here on Kick. Kick is weird. I believe in the platform, but I don't know if they're going to make it. A lot of the gaming categories definitely seem bereft, like browsing the retro section on Kick, not a whole lot of viewers. You flip over to it on Twitch, and God, there's just hordes of people on there. So anyway, I figured to maybe improve some language skills and whatever, I'm going to find somebody on Twitch who is a Spanish streamer. And I found this guy. I think his name is Elfrias, Elfrias. He's hilarious. He's great, and he's hilarious. The redeems and stuff he has are hilarious. He does some silly voices. He does this one voice that I swear is almost like... It's almost like Mexican Black Cat Poppy. And I died laughing the first time I heard it. But he plays some retro games, whatever. And the day he was talking about it, he's playing a game, and he was talking about how it was difficult, whatever. And the game that he was playing was a very hard game. And so I said something about, like, yes, you know, that game is muy malo. And he responded with, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not very good at games. I corrected him. I said, no. I mean that the game is very difficult. Like, it's bad. Like, you, and he's like, oh. And so I felt like, you know, number one, it's interesting watching games. Okay. There's another streamer that I used to watch and sometimes do still watch. And he would play these retro titles, and he's occasionally terrible at them. And there's a point where watching somebody struggle and play the same thing a million times in the same way and never progress, it's not very fun. But the thing is, that's when you're watching it, right? Playing a game or doing something like that where you're not very good is fine as long as you're having fun. I think back way in the day. So, for example, my grandpa. This is where this ties into my grandpa. My grandpa had an infatuation with the original Nintendo system. Infatuated by it. When he saw the one that we had, he eventually went out and bought one and bought a little custom little Nintendo case for the games. And he had some controllers and game, went through and hooked it all up. And he's not very good. He's not very good at it at all. One of his favorite games, in fact, was Popeye. Which, by the way, I actually really like the arcade game Popeye, and Popeye is fun. But he would get these games, he would play them for a little bit, be not very good at them, and then typically return them to the store and then buy another one. Which I think eventually a lot of people were doing that, because those games, a lot of them were very hard. They were more difficult than I think people realized or understood. And really, should have just been renting the games, but that was kind of before the big rental game explosion. But yeah, you could have just rented them and whatever. And so anyway, he always loved when I would come over and play those games, because at least at the time I was pretty good. I don't want to say like I was amazing or whatever at them, but usually, or at least in the groups of all of the people that I knew personally, I was about the best. And so when he would buy one of these games, he wouldn't be able to get past the first level or whatever. And so he always wanted to watch me play it, because then you could see more of what was there in the game and so on and so forth. But I remember people saying that, like, oh, you know, I don't want to play it or whatever, sheepishly, like, I'm not very good at it. And I was always like, that's fine. Are you having fun, though? I mean, granted, I get it. It's no fun to lose all the time. But making art makes you happy and you don't feel like your art is very good, who gives a shit? If it makes you happy, keep doing it. If you write stories, maybe you share them with people, maybe you don't. But if it makes you happy, just fucking do it. Again, a story from my grandfather, Grandpa Larry. I fucking love you, dude. I wish I had been able to spend more time with you before you got sick. But he loved doing woodworking and all sorts of home style, whatever projects. And he used to make these birdhouses. And some of the birdhouses were slightly scary looking. But he loved it. So who cares? Who cares, man? It brought you joy. Fucking do it anyway. You play music, you sing songs.
The parade. Hey, nobody wants to listen to my voice. A black body. keep on churning, Mississippi burning, keep on shining on me.
Fucking if it brings you joy, fucking do it. Fuck everybody else. Fuck the haters. Fuck Instagram. Fuck social media. Fuck all that shit. If it makes you happy and you enjoy doing it, fucking do it. And anybody that gives you any shit about it, you can tell them, Cigar Goyle said, I should punch you in the fucking face. I'm about to do it. Because, yeah, shut the fuck up, man. I don't care if it's playing a video game, roller skating, working out, karate, boxing, swimming, rock climbing, painting, origami, fucking macrame, whatever the fuck it is. Have fun failing. Have fun fucking shit up. Make a mess. You know, you could get your dopamine hit by going out and buying a whole brand new car, doing whatever. Wouldn't it be easier and maybe make you happier if you said, hey, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to buy a new guitar pedal. Or you know what? I'm going to buy a new set of paints. Or you know what? I'm going to buy some new canvases and throw some paint at them and paint whatever the fuck. Because here's the special thing with that, and especially with art. Because I am not a great artist. You hear me and you hear me talk trash about my own art. And I still do it. I never have said, no, I'm not going to do it because my art's terrible. I think my art's terrible. It actually makes me happy doing it. But objectively, I know it's terrible. But here's the thing. I also understand. And here's where the crux of this comes back around to. You ready? I know there are some people who look at it and appreciate it and love it and it makes them happy. I watched a movie this weekend with Burt Lancaster called The Train. It's on Amazon Prime right now. You can watch The Train. I wholeheartedly recommend you watch The Train. It starts a little slow. It starts a little slow with some slow parts. But especially near the end, it's a fantastic cat and mouse between a German officer and this Frenchman who works for the rail yard who refuses to let him steal this precious art from France. And there's a little bit of a spoiler here, but at the end, in one of the final confrontations of the movie, the German officer tells the French guy, he says, there's no point in you even keeping this art because you're so stupid. You can't even appreciate how beautiful these things are. I am a pure German, and so art is only worth the eye of someone who knows how to appreciate it. And then Burt Lancaster fucking machine guns him down. There's more reason than just that, but that's such a poisonous, awful view. And you should never let anyone who says that to you, don't ever believe them. And again, you can tell them, what's one of our Cigar Goyle Lounge staple phrases? Just fuck off. Just fuck off. What year is it? I think it's maybe 60s. It's black and white, but it's... Dude, there's some crazy stunts. There's some crazy good train-on-train action. There's actually some really fucking impressive stunt and effects work in it. It's very enjoyable, though. And there's a lot of good lessons about humanity and art and drive and will and appreciation and motive and character and all that to it. And if you do something, maybe you make art and you fail at it. There's somebody out there, though, who may just love your silly squiggles. There's a piece of soul in all of that. In the words you write, in the notes you play, in the words you say, in the things you draw and write, whether it's a little silly smiley face or an owl or humming a song or doing whatever, the people who say they don't like it, the reason why they're going to say that to you is only because they're too... Ready? Because they're too much of a fucking coward to do it themselves. Because they're too worried about being judged So they're going to throw some judgment at you. Piss on those people. Pull one of their eyes out of their fucking socket and piss in the fucking eye hole. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't ever. I don't care if your artwork looks like a three-year-old drew it and the animal you're drawing looks like a hairy potato. I don't care if the song you're singing is out of note and terrible and off. That's like I say, people who do karaoke. Karaoke is not about being a good singer. Karaoke is about going up there and just having fun and singing the notes and just for a moment experiencing what it's like to be up on the stage. And if anybody boos you, shoot that son of a bitch in the fucking face. Pull out a shotgun, blow their goddamn head off. Because that's absolutely anti to the whole spirit of what that's supposed to be about. You want to know where you can find the best example of that? Is in fucking Asia. You can hear people in Asia, they sound like a strangled cat. But it doesn't matter as long as you go up there with enthusiasm, love, and embrace the fact that you're sharing in. Look, it's not about being good. None of us are good. We don't have record contracts. We're not being recorded, whatever. We're all just some regular run-of-the-mill people enjoying in the spirit of song and love and art and creation. Man, you can go over there and as long as you play up to it and get into it, they will love you and embrace you. And that should be the same for all of your fucking creative endeavors. It's not about being good at it. Stop judging yourself by being good at it. If it makes you happy, just fucking do it anyway. I will love you for it. A lot of other people out there will love you for it. So don't listen to those son of a bitches. Right? Much love to all. King Dinosaur's here, right when I was started yelling. Man, showed up and Cigar goes, dude, you fucking, you like all yelling and shit, man. Like, fucking. I mean, how many times too? Because, again, I feel like unless you're a true, I don't know. If you're good at stuff too, good. You know you're good at stuff. But so many of us are our own worst critics, right? King Dinosaur thinks his writing is shit. Black Hat thinks her writing is shit. Blah, 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 blah. I think my art is fucking shit. Do it anyway. Because look at the feedback you get. Everybody loves the things I read that King Dinosaur writes. His writing's fucking amazing. Everybody loves the shit that Black Cat writes, right? Even the jokes and comments. Like, fucking Dr. Perry Falls. Well, this fucking things that Dr. Perry Falls posts. He makes little videos and silly little shit. It's great. Dash V posts his shit, little shit. It's great. Krista jokes about the fucking mega pints and going out and getting coffee. And even though sometimes I may make comments like I'm Mr. Sardonic, it makes me smile. It makes me happy to think that, you know what, she's going to get a coffee at night because that coffee brings her joy. And I love it. Love the fact that the things that are people doing are bringing them some happiness in this painful, sad, depressed, fucked up, dog shit, backward ass fucking world. As it has always been, as it has always been, and it's the people around you in your community that are next to you who do cute little things. Don't stop doing them. We love it. Kurgan sent me some impressions of him doing Jesse Ventura. It was awesome. It was hilarious. It put a big fucking smile on my face. I loved it. Honestly, he really did sound like him. But even if he didn't, it still would have made me happy. It still would have made me fucking happy. Right? Chris says, it's my me time to reflect. Yeah. you're on a little picture. You think about stuff. Man, don't let the world of everything has to be sold for a dollar and worth a thing for advertising. Like, I hate it. I hate it. Doesn't matter. Draw your shit anyway. Make your songs. Sing your songs. Make your art. Write your stories. Drink your coffees. Make your silly fucking videos. Smile, you son of a bitch. Like, when people say, like, oh, like, people are like,
hey, people think you should smile. Yeah.
Honestly, though, maybe you should. Now, this is part of a whole huge longer discussion, but one of the characters, outside of some of the horrific things that he does, in terms of superheroes, comics, whatever, the comedian Rorschach, to me, are two of the best. And part of the thing with the comedian was just that, yeah, when you get down to it, it's all a fucking joke. It's all a fucking joke. So laugh in the face of all of it and just enjoy and have a good time. So take your pictures. I give Black Cat shit because she takes about 100,000 pictures a day. I don't even know how she manages to even see where. Maybe that's why she trips and falls all the time, because she's taking so many goddamn pictures. But she takes pictures of all this stuff. I imagine it makes you happy. I love that it makes you happy. I love that you stopped and you took a little picture and you said, I'm taking a picture of this. It warms my fucking heart. I seriously mean that. And if I think about it or talk about it anymore, I might start getting choked up. But I'm going to say this to all of you, and I mean this sincerely. Don't ever stop. Don't ever let the light go out on the things that make you you and that bring you happiness out there, because the alternative is terrible. And there's already enough of that. So do the things that make you smile. Again, take your pictures, drink your coffees, do all the rest of the things that make you smile and make you happy, because the rest of us out there that really love you, we love you and appreciate you the more for it. I miss you, Grandpa. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. Sorry for getting a little morose there at the end of it, but I love all of you out there. Love all of you that come to join and listen to the show, whether you watch it live or watch it after the fact. And I mean it. Be you. I love you. And I appreciate you. I really mean that. So until next time, make sure you get yourselves some rest. We'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you so much to everybody that stopped by, including Black Cat's Poppy, Dr. Perry Falls, Krista, and King Dinosaur 69. You're all the best. And I appreciate the hell out of you, seriously. So good night out there. We'll see you soon.